Marjorie Taylor Greene, Trump Prioritizing Big Corporations, the Banks and the Oil Executives. By Pam Kee on January 4, 2026. Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RTGA, said the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro doesn't fulfill the president's America First campaign promises. Greene said, the majority of American fentanyl overdoses and deaths come from Mexico. Those are the Mexican cartels that are killing Americans. And so my pushback here is if this was really about narco-terrorists and about protecting Americans from cartels and drugs being brought into America, the Trump administration would be attacking the Mexican cartels. Now, I am not defending Maduro. And of course, I'm happy for the people of Venezuela to be liberated. But Americans celebrated the liberation of the Iraqi people after Saddam Hussein. They celebrated the liberation of the Libyan people after Gaddafi. And this is the same Washington playbook that we are so sick and tired of that doesn't serve the American people that but actually serves the big corporations, the banks and the oil executives. She added, and so my pushback here is on the Trump administration that campaigned on Make America Great Again, that we saw it was putting America first. I want to see domestic policy be the priority that helps Americans afford life after four disastrous years of the Biden administration. I want to see domestic policies that prioritizes jobs and affordable housing for Americans after four disastrous years of the Biden administration. And I want to see domestic priorities that put Americans first in regards of health care. Health insurance costs too much, car insurance, and home insurance. And these are issues that matter to Americans. We don't consider Venezuela our neighborhood. Our neighborhood is right here in the 50 United States, not in the Southern Hemisphere. Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeeNim.